Well, folks, we are opening up our inbox, and I have Counselor George Stanky with us. Hey, welcome, George.
Lisa, great to be with you.
Great to be with you. Okay, well, we have got a relationship question from a listener, and this is kind of a muddy one because, again, it deals with differing faiths and how do I know and signs and all kinds of stuff. So I will just let you jump into it here after I read it. Okay, our listener says, I'm a Christian trying to grow my faith. At the same time, I'm in love with a non-believer. She believes in some sort of energy. She always sends out positive energy, which I really like about her. At a time after we broke up, I was praying for God to help me find a soulmate. She called during my prayer. We got back together because I thought she's the one God sent for me. After 6 months, we decided to end the relationship. Now I miss her so much, and she keeps telling me that she still loves me. But the fact is, we are two different people, and it will never work between us. My question is, can she be the one God has in store for me, since she called me when I asked God to help me find my soulmate? Or am I just too blind because of love? This poor guy.
Oh, I can just see his face.
This is a hard one.
Well, it's an interesting thing. We are all seeking wisdom. We're all asking God something. Please guide me here, guide me there. We have to remember that whatever we believe we've received from the Lord must always agree with the Scripture. Mm-hmm. So I'm praying for my soulmate. Mm-hmm. She calls me up on the phone, and in the course of weeks and months of getting to know her, I find out that she's not saved. Mm-hmm. That would be a clear violation of 2 Corinthians 6:14, mm-hmm. where the Scripture strongly admonishes us that we are not to be unequally yoked. Mm-hmm. And while the word marriage isn't in that phrase, it is speaking about that bonding between two people. And really, what greater bond is there between two people than husband and wife? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage him to really lean into the Scripture. And I think of a couple that I was counseling. Both of them were Christians. He was a devout Catholic, genuine believer, loved the Lord. She was like a fifth-generation Baptist. Mm-hmm. Even though they're both Christians, they would have been unequally yoked in that context. And because one of them would have to change. Mm-hmm. Either he has to become a Baptist or she's got to become a Catholic, or there would be serious division in the home, and a house divided can't stand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just because of very differing mm-hmm. doctrinal beliefs mm-hmm. and the way that mm-hmm. plays out with kids and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you kind of outlined how, yes, Scripture calls us. I mean, clearly the answer here is, you know, you can't look behind every bush to kind of get the answer mm-hmm. that you want, because mm-hmm. Scripture has made that very plain. So what would you say, I mean, one, for this guy just to get some good, solid counsel moving forward mm-hmm. in his faith, and then relationally, and then how should he address this with this girl? Because now apparently she's kind of trying to get back in his life here.
It sounds like there's a pretty strong emotional connection, yeah. maybe even a physical connection. Mm-hmm. I would encourage him to speak with his pastor mm-hmm. And to just be honest with himself. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we can get so concerned about our wants, our needs, and our greatest need is to be that intimate, passionate follower of Christ. With all due respect to the women that are listening, the best thing a woman can be is the icing on the cake. She'll never be the cake. Mm-hmm. And so if he's just seeking after the sweetness of a relationship, mm-hmm. he could very well neglect his relationship with Christ, and it would just be tragic, and they've already broken up once. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to know, did they break up because her views conflicted so strongly with his?
Yeah, yeah, interesting. Well, I like what you said, you know, to our listener, do speak with your pastor, mm-hmm. get some solid spiritual counsel, and then also build up friendships around you, people that mm-hmm. can encourage you mm-hmm. in your walk, people that can, you know, just great solid friend relationships. As you're growing in your faith, you know, now may not be the time to even be in a mm-hmm. romantic relationship mm-hmm. as you're establishing who you are in Christ and mm-hmm. really understanding what characteristics to look for in someone else. Mm-hmm. I would just encourage that as well. So, George, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, Lisa.
All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. Do hop over to boundless.org and comment on the blog what you think, especially if you have encouragement for this individual, because it's always great when we can weigh in and just pray for one another and encourage one another. In the meantime, we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.